Imam Abdul Hassan Shazli, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, stated that once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa. So he's fallen asleep now, and he has a dream. And in his dream, he sees a throne that's placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa. And a large crowd has started to gather there. I asked about the gathering of the crowd, and I was informed that all of the Rasul and all of the Anbiya have come in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I looked toward the throne, and I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the throne, and all the Anbiya, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and all of the other Anbiya were all seated on the ground. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasalam, the final messenger, he's sitting on the throne, and all of these Anbiya, they're sitting there and they're listening to the conversation of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasalam. And he said, I stayed there in my dream, I stayed there, and I started to listen to the conversation. In the meantime, part of this conversation was that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he requested the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasalam. He said to him, Your Highness, O Aka, you have stated that the ulama, i.e. the Islamic scholars of my ummah, are like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, considering the way that they have preached and propagated the religion. Therefore, none of the scholars of any previous ummah have served the religion more than the scholars of this ummah. So show me any of them, the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was brought there. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam asked him a question. He asked Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala one question. And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he gave 10 answers to that question. 10 answers to that question. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam, he said to him in response, the answer should be given according to the question. One answer should be given to one question. Why did you give me 10 answers? Allahu Akbar. Why? I asked you one question and you give me 10 answers. You should only give me one answer. Why did you give me 10 answers? Beautiful reply. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala said, he humbly said, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal asked you only one question, as it is stated in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, Surah Taha, Ayat number 17. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Musa, what is this in your right hand? And Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you have given many answers. Only one question was asked, that what have you got in your right hand? But you said, this is my staff, I lean against it, I pluck leaves from my goat from it. In addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question of Allah Azza wa Jal was, this is my staff. But actually, when you were privileged to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal, you prolonged your conversation so that you could have more and more privilege to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, now I have also been privileged to converse with you. And that is why I've also prolonged my conversation with you as to the love and the pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Hassan Shazili rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, I was awestruck by the spectacle that I saw in front of me, that I saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present on the throne, whereas all of the blessed Anbiya, all of them are on the ground. And what a great majesty and nobility is in his dream. And he said, I was lost in my thoughts, observing the greatness and the eminence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when I saw him. And I found that once someone shook my foot and that awakened me. And when I saw him, I found that he was the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa and was lighting the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. And he said to me, why are you amazed at the highest rank of the King of the Anbiya, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? All of them have been created with the nur of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, having heard this, I felt unconscious. I came back to my senses when the Jamaat was stood, and I searched for the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, but I could not find him until this day. I continue to look for him. Viewers of Malaysia, from the above mentioned parable, we learn so much from this if we understand it. Number one, we find out that the great status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rank of him was greater than all of the other Anbiya. And we also find out about the rank and the status of the blessed saints and the blessed scholars of the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to present a scholar who is like the Anbiya of Bani Israel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Now remember, I want to just pause here for a moment, viewers of Inshallah. There was something that I need to clarify. I don't want any shaitanic whispers starting here. I don't want anybody to confuse you. We need to remember that nobly, in terms of status and position, can be higher in rank than any Nabi or even equal to any Nabi. Remember this. Don't think to yourself that anybody, nobody from now until the day of judgment, from the beginning of time to the end of time, nobody can attain the status of the Nabis other than the Nabis. And as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala said, no one other than a Nabi can be equal to a Nabi. It should also be remembered that every Wali is certainly an Islamic scholar. Yes, this is something that is very, very important. And we need to understand this. This is one of the conditions of a Wali. Nowadays, we give this status, oh, he's a Wali, he's this. A status of a Wali, number one, he must be a scholar. Alama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated in Bahari Shariat, the Waliyat means special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. To become a Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, you need that special closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah bestows upon his pious bonds merely by his grace and his benevolence. So don't think to yourself, oh, I want to become a Wali. Yeah, what do I have to do? What's the formula? It's not as simple as that, viewers of the channel. It is only through the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal chooses his blessed people and they become these Walis of Allah Azza wa Jal.